Warning. Following video contains strong language which may be offensive to some viewers and or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
And action. That is how you start an episode. Hello to all 91,000 subscribers out there to that decided to meet us once again here in our man cave. That's right.
92,000 people.
92. Well, shit, I've been lazy today. Seriously lazy today. Yeah.
What are we going to do when we hit 100? What are we going
to
do?
I don't know. We'll have to have two particular what the fuck are you drinking, which we got to get into that here in just a moment. Because I want to remind everybody, hey, continue getting to us that 100,000 here on YouTube. We're on Rumble. If you guys don't know what Rumble is, it's much better than YouTube. It's the same platform, but it allows Chris and I to have more freedom of speech, which we'll probably get into a little bit more here as we progress down the road. So if you like freedom of speech, catch us over on Rumble. You could follow us over there. A lot of you probably know what that is already. And of course, you can listen to us on your favorite podcast. You can go to podbeam.com where it has a list of all of the podcasts that were available that you can listen to. That's the best way to find us. Because it does. It has like, I can't even tell you, Chris, how many podcasts there are available that were available. You can find it right there on Podbeam. Or you can just watch us right there because that's technically like our website. So.
And that was a hell of an intro.
Well.
Good job.
I try to remind myself to do that. So, yeah. How you doing real quick?
Yep. Good one. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Hey, Scott. The Rumble thing. I had not heard of Rumble before you even you told me about it. So, I've been looking into it. It's pretty damn cool, everybody. If you want to check out something cool, I mean, Scott's got our videos going up there. It's just, you know, I like the fact that they're, as you were mentioning the censorship thing, mm-hmm. You know, don't do that.
Yeah. And to be fair, the censorship is, it's free. Okay. Let's say the political scale, if you are more of a leftist, they'll let you say whatever you want to say. If you're more of a right, let's say liberal, conservative, they don't care. They believe in freedom of speech over there. Great, you have to have some common sense. They don't want you posting anything that's extremely graphic. That's just use. Well, I know that's a subject all of its own, right, Chris? Common sense.
You were going to say common sense there? I mean, it's not so common nowadays, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's true, very true. Very true. Whew. You know, we've got a major heavy topic that, you know, who knows, YouTube might be sensitive about. Rumble's going to allow us to discuss this because something very odd happened this past Thursday. And I talked to Chris a little bit privately about it. In fact, I'm just going to start off by saying I was a little frustrated with my phone Thursday because I have AT&T.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, right into it. Let's go. Very interesting. I'm going to need your perspective on this because I am a Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
User, I'd seen it being mentioned, the whole thing we're about to get into here. But so I was kind of anticipating, okay, my phone's going to be out. And I was in West Virginia anyway, so mm-hmm. It was like, well, whatever. I'm just going to work the entire day. I had my work phone on me. I have a personal and a work phone, and they're both on Verizon. But, I mean, every time I looked down at the work phone, I'd have bars. I'd have signal. It wasn't. Didn't seem to be affecting me. I don't know what that was about, but I heard a bunch of AT&T users were mad. Real mad.
I was one of the whatever number they told you that day or that 24-hour window. My perspective on it, yes, I've been with AT&T now for over a dozen years. And okay, before I get into it, as we all know, there's nothing perfect out there, especially when it comes to technology. You know, it doesn't matter if you're with Verizon, AT&T, what, T-Mobile now. I know we used to have Sprint. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. In fact, For an example, here in Ohio, and I'm sure there's a good chance where a lot of you are living here in the United States, especially 92,000, is it, Chris, once again, 92,000 subscribers?
92,000, man.
Yeah.
92,000. Soon to be 100K.
That's right.
That's insane.
I want to hurry up and get to this subject because I want to get to what the fuck are you drinking right now? That's a little bit more.
Oh, God. Yeah. We should have done that first time. Huh?
But, you know, this is important because, you know, Chris and I like to joke around a lot here because we're in a bar right now. We're hanging out. We're trying to take a break from the bullshit. Thank you, Rumble, for allowing me to say that. But Spectrum Cable, they are actually partnered with Verizon. And the reason why I'm bringing that up, I'm not going to say any names because where I work, we rely on our phones. Now, we were supposed to have, like in your case, a company phone and our own personal phones. That has not happened yet. Well, I was one of the two that was dealing with an issue with AT&T. A coworker was using another company that's not very popular. Well, it's Cricket, but I believe AT&T pretty much, they use their towers. Well, one of my coworkers blamed AT&T at first. Well, they're just a lousy service, blah, blah, blah. They're the absolute worst. They're responsible for hacking my phone. I'm sitting here going like, really? Is this where we're going at?
Hacking you.
Yeah. It was AT&T's fault. I'll
be damned.
And she says, well, I've got Spectrum now. It's, you know, it's so much better. And I wanted to say, Spectrum, huh? Okay. I guess you don't use upload speed issues, but we won't need to go there. But she says she was all, she's like, well, because of Spectrum, and I was stating around the United States, a lot of people are probably familiar with Spectrum Cable. In her brain, she's thinking, because of cable, that's why her phone service is clear as a bell. She actually thinks it's a broadband that provides her data on her phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where's the cord at?
Thank you. I tried telling her their partners with Verizon. She just refuses to listen. Just like she stated earlier, it's probably because you have an iPhone. Yeah, it's iPhones that were the issues. So this just, this just brings us to what we kind of talk more privately about than what we'd share here in the man cave. But I think sometimes we have to get certain things off of our chest. And
ooh, see, I can go real far on this.
Yeah. But I'll baby step it to where it's a little bit more careful right now. Like I said, something to you that night before, back to this whole AT&T thing. And there were some others too in this nation. I guess it started like at 3 something, whatever in the morning. And it affected what they were telling us, what the news was telling us, where it was affecting us at. The numbers were different for whoever you were listening to. And I got to thinking, Chris, and I think I brought this up with you. Wait a minute. It wasn't a power outage. It was okay to use Wi-Fi, but yet the data was a major issue. Something about this ain't right. And that's kind of where we led into it. Now, I want to know your thoughts, if you care to share your feelings here on this issue.
Ooh. See, I'm kind of I don't know if people know this about me, but I'm kind of I don't necessarily believe every conspiracy theory, right? But I do read them. I do my due diligence, and I read both sides of it, and I kind of decide in my own head, like, okay, what's most plausible? What makes most sense, right? I was hearing a whole lot of stuff. I mean, and I just can't help but think of, I'm going to get off into some weird shit, but even if you break it down into the electric cars, like, it's just another system of control. It's eventually leading to where I think they want us to be as far as what we are allowed to have and what we're not allowed to have, what the government has decided. And that's where I start getting weird. But the communication thing, man, that's got to be frustrating because you travel now to Columbus, Cincinnati, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were your maps working and everything like that? Or was it just it was done for.
It was, here's what I was having. I don't know. I could speak for iPhone because I would talk to others. I can't speak for Android. This is not a versus thing. Okay. Cause I don't know.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't give a shit. It's like, to me, let's say if you like Craftsman's tools over, help me out here, Chris, another brand name of tools. DeWalt?
Milwaukee.
Yeah. If you like Milwaukee tools over Craftsman, it doesn't matter. It's what you like, right? Okay. But anyways, I was getting what they
brand's preference.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell is this SOS thing on my phone? In other words, where it normally shows here on my iPhone, it has the bars, you know, your cellular. Mm-hmm. And then right now because of Wi-Fi, but, and then my battery, which I'm so thankful the iPhone has the percentage thing again. That drove me nuts when they took that away. Anyways, but the SOS was right there by the battery. I'm like, what the? So that's for like, in case you need to make an emergency phone call.
I think it uses the satellites. It'll use the satellites as a backup if you have to make an emergency call.
You bringing that up. They also stated, you know, as they were advertising it, I listened to a local radio station with AM, which I call the original podcast, 700 WLW a lot. And they usually give you news update every 30 minutes. So I was listening to that probably more so Thursday because I'm like, okay, is there anything new? They were advising you, well, you can use Wi-Fi calls. Well, a lot of people would try to use Wi-Fi calls. They were getting pissed because they couldn't use that. And they were also saying that SOS, it's not working. Getting back to conspiracy theories, Chris, I'll try to break this down. And I don't consider myself to be an intelligent person. Unless we're talking about how to use a microwave. To heat up go ahead. Sorry.
Before we go off on that, the only reason I brought that up is because I am so afraid of that in West Virginia. Like the day when, you know, we do get like, I may sound crazy to some people, but if we get like some sort of a cyber attack, if we get an EMP burst, if we get something, I don't know. I fear that I'm always going to be in West Virginia. And it just shows how much we rely on these little guys because I don't know if I could get home. You know how many times I think about that? My maps go down and I'm states away. I know I need to find 35, but I don't know that I'd be able to get home. It drives me nuts. Like I think about that all the time. And it just shows how reliant we are on these things, man. It's dangerous. We do it we use it for everything.
I'm so thankful I grew up with maps, but you know what?
I know I need to get one.
You're making a very, very, very important good point. I mean, I really don't want to kid up because you're bringing up a very important point. I could go down that time in my past with where I was at the day. 2001, September 11th. I was pretty much in my own backyard, but I was freaking out like everybody else was back then. What do you do? I even said something to you privately. Before I get there, I want to try to simplify this. You said, folks, when it comes to me, my thought process when it comes to conspiracy theories, and I got to stop looking at my new light because I'm going to be blind by the time we're done here. Chris is probably tired of hearing me saying this. I'm not a fan of social media. I use Facebook really to promote, and I haven't been doing it here lately because, well, there's been things going on in my personal life right now. And I don't take this the wrong way, our loyal listeners and followers. But, you know, sometimes when things are happening in your family, this is not an appropriate time for me to discuss it right now. And Chris already knows. Sorry, he has a right to know, but I'm not going to get into that. I lost my train of thought because I started thinking about what's going on right now. Social media, I'm just not, that's not my thing. It never has been. I have maybe called a short attention span. So I don't want people I know personally to get offended if I'm not following up what's going on. Hey, call me. But then again, when AT&T does this, it goes back to that. But I want to get to my point about conspiracies. I think there's a conspiracy theory on anything. And this may sound really foolish. Hey, Chris, what is your favorite baseball team? Professional-wise.
I mean, I'm going to go with Reds, of course.
Okay, this is going to be hard because I grew up as a Reds fan, but I pretend I'm a Chicago Cubs fan. So I'm going to be believing everything about the Chicago Cubs, and you're going to believe everything about the Reds. We're going to argue because I know that's a sports analogy, but it kind of starts there. People, I'm trying to do this without sounding political.
That's what I'm trying to do, and it's hard.
It's like whatever group that you feel comfortable in, you're going to believe in what the people that you are a part of. And sometimes, believe it or not, it could be a bunch of BS. You could be fed a lot of BS because maybe the leaders of that group really wants to believe in something so highly. And they may not have all the facts, but they're going to have everybody in your group believing in it. Now, do I have any proof of that? No, but I use my gut instincts because I just try to listen to what's going on instead of reading everything. I mean, reading is educational, but when it comes to, I hate to sound old, but the internet, like before we had the internet, they try to feed you a lot of stuff that may not necessarily are true. That's why they can redact it the next day if it is bullshit. So that's how I try to break down conspiracy theories. Some of the stuff that we're being told could very well be true. And maybe some of it's bullshit. So you have to use your gut instincts. You have to do your, like you said earlier, Chris, your due diligence. Trust yourself, have a little bit of faith in what you believe in, use your gut instincts. In other words, go back to the old fashioned ways. Look left and right before you cross the street. If it's raining hard, don't look up. Use some common sense. Take some time to hear about what's going on with this whole AT&T thing. I'm sorry, but it just didn't add up to me because as I even have it on the World Wide Web right now, there's all different theories on what happened. And it doesn't make sense. Like I said, there was no power outage. You could use Wi-Fi, but you couldn't use data. And why was the FBI getting involved? Dun, 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 dun.
Boy, oh, buddy. Boy, oh, boy. Man. See, I hear... I think of stuff like this, and I'm just glad that we did everything we did. One of my goals, Scott knows this, was moving out here was to get as much off the grid as possible. I mean, I go down a lot of rabbit holes with what we're eating, what we're feeding our kids, what comes out of the supermarkets, what the fast foods, and what we should be doing with our lives. So I wanted to grow stuff out here. And then you're talking about, getting away from people. I wanted to get away from people real bad because in traumatic events, people tend to essentially eat each other. I mean, they'll rob from each other. They'll do whatever they can.
Sorry. Oh, The Walking Dead.
So I go down a whole lot of these, but if I could give advice to anybody, it'd be just, man, invest in yourself and get some land away from people before we see something else. I think COVID, we can say the C word on Rumble, right? I think COVID was a,
you can just say the C word, but yeah, because we're still on YouTube. Yeah.
I think the C word was a test. I think it's, they wanted to see what liberties and freedoms they could strip away. I mean, they wanted to see what we would give up in order to be sheltered by the government and to have answers when there are no answers, essentially. I mean, it was just that time period, but I think, I think stuff like that I don't think we've seen the worst of it yet.
See, Chris and I are pretty much on the same boat right now, going down that same wave, having a lot of same beliefs about that. And I, right now, as I listen to him, I'm thinking, you know what? I don't have to say anything else because I don't need to stumble on his words.
I think we're a country constantly under attack everywhere we go. It's what we eat. When we get sick from the food that we eat, where do we go? To the doctors. What do the doctors do? They just throw more pills at us. Mm-hmm. It's a never-ending cycle. It's just,
Here's a really weird analogy. Let's say you get a fishing. You get a fish aquarium, right? And you add all these chemicals in the fish aquarium because your fish are getting sick. Do you do that out in the ocean?
Nope.
I know this is a really really silly analogy, but it's almost like, and I'm not comparing this to the real world problems, but it's almost, if you break it down to that, that's how, Siri, I'm not talking to you. If you break it down to that, take a fish aquarium, let's say a 55-gallon aquarium, and you've got freshwater fish, and they start getting ick. Well, you go to your local pet store, and they've got all these chemicals that you use to get rid of ick. And nine times out of 10, you spent more money on those chemicals, and it killed your fish. So you got to start all over again. If you really want to know how to get rid of ick, just start cleaning your water every other day and put synthetic salt in there a little bit, and it'll clear it out. You don't need all that chemical shit. You learned a lesson from the dumbass here today. Those are my old aquarium days. But I know that's silly, but it's a good way of saying, you know what? They're feeding you a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, constantly. It's all angles. We are a country under attack. I mean, there's a reason all of our foods are banned in every other country. That's a huge red flag. It's like, what the hell are we doing? And when you have a totally self-reliant agricultural system in our farmers, and they're literally being put out of work to bring in food from other countries, what the hell's that? I have a real problem with
that. And, you know, they talk about, you know, inflation, how it's going down, but yet the groceries, our prices are, I'm not going to say this. I was about typical me. I'm going to try to be a little mature here, but we're being taken at the grocery store for two reasons. Well, one of them is, because inflation is higher, therefore they have to pay their employees more. Okay. That I see that math and what you just said about with, okay, they say there's not enough agriculture. In other words, there's not enough cows out there. There's not enough farmers out there. And I'm like, what?
Bullshit.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any.
I know I'm a little podunk Ohio.
I got to stop looking at that light.
They're
fucking
everywhere. They're all around me, dude.
Oh, yeah.
They're all around me. There's land everywhere.
We get made fun of us Ohioans. We get made. In other words, I've heard comedians say, oh, you're from Ohio? I'll talk slower. It is a funny joke, but we're surrounded by agriculture, whether it's, I'm going to say it, Dan edible flesh or corn. We've got it here.
Dude, my neighbor, as soon as I found out he did the whole thing. He has steer, he has cow, he has everything. Dude, I already talked to him. He's like, yeah, man, I'll supply you with whatever meat you need. I'm like, fuck, sold.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want. Just bring it right over next door, buddy. I ain't going to fucking get meat no more.
Yeah, back to this whole AT&T thing. What caused the massive AT&T outage? One state, CNN, based on our initial review, we believe today's outage was caused by the application and execution of incorrect process used as we're expanding our network. What?
What does that jargon mean? It feels like they just threw a bunch of big words at us, hoping that
exactly.
It confuses us.
I mean, I'm not going to, I'm sure a lot of people.
I feel like, what is it? Billy Madison, what you have just said is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is stupider for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul. Oh, damn.
And, you know, I sat here. I was going to try to be more prepared and just, you know, having my other computer screen up here looking at stuff. And there's all kinds of theories and everything else. It's like, it kind of, to sum it up, Chris, you've pretty much said it, and I'm just going to repeat it again, paraphrasing. They're just feeding us a bunch of bullshit. So this is a trial run. I've said it to you. I'm going to say it out loud here now, Chris. Don't be surprised if we see some of this bullshit around early November. And what is coming up early November this year?
I think they're going to jump the gun. Our country has a history of bad
Are you a complete loser? Well, go open a can of Meet Us in the Man Cave beer. It friggin' tastes awesome.
Drink responsibly. Only available at Bubba.
Ooh, I'm not going to go into that. Never mind.
I'll tell you what. Here we go. When it comes to social media, can I help you out here a little bit?
I think September is going to be bad.
Yes. A lot of us already know that. But to prove my point about when it comes to social media, and I just love to hate on Mr. Facebook himself, Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
Now, what does he own in Hawaii right now?
Mark Zuckerberg's got like an entire fucking bunker underneath his house. He's like, I don't even know how many acres. Where he can just go down there and just be done, just safe.
Chris, I think you and I pretty much have beaten this horse. You and I, we could actually have for the first time individuals that will share their thoughts. Yeah. It's the funniest thing I've said all day.
It's controversial. I know it's controversial, but I feel like this. I avoid this topic so much because I could just keep going and going.
And I think,
and it's just, it's hard to not get political.
It's hard. You know? Yeah. And I don't know. I'm not trying to stumble over you right now. I'm thinking exactly what you're saying. I'm listening to exactly what you're saying. And there's always this part of me that wants to say this out loud, not telling you, but reminding myself out loud. This is why we like to meet ourselves down in the man cave, because we dealt with this shit earlier in the week. So did you, trying to make sure all 92,000, soon to be 100,000. Yeah, every once in a while, you got to get this stuff off your chest. You have every right to feel, believe whatever you want. You have that right. At least as far as I know, we still have that right here in this country. So take advantage of it while you can. You know that, Chris, that being said, I want to help you out. I want to help myself out. This time, we're going to end this particular podcast by, what the fuck are you drinking? What the fuck you drinking?
The fuck am I drinking? Well, I poured it at the beginning, but it's almost gone now because we're getting in our tin hat days and it's almost fucking gone. So what the fuck I drank is tropical psychopathy. It's an Indian pale ale.
That just sounds.
I didn't sniff that bitch or nothing.
That just sounds like it deserves to have a lot of awards just from its name alone. So what would you?
Well, it tastes great, but it smells better.
That's always a good thing. Well, you've kind of gotten an idea of what I do when I drink these things. Do you have any, when you drink
that's
that?
That's why I started doing it.
do you feel like you need, is there a side, does it need I don't know. Do you feel like, hey, I could have a certain meal with this or?
A meal? No, I was going to go with a double fist because it's got notes of orange in it.
Oh, well, see where that's going.
And I think it could go well again. Dude, that might be like the ubiquitous drink over there. Little Jameson Orange might go with everything.
I'm saving that for last, for our next episode, if you know what I mean, because I forgot to go to the liquor store to get some more today. It's okay. There's always some more. No, I've got plenty to, I've got, in other words, I have probably enough for one later or for the next episode. Oops. I've got like one full bottle of something else and anyways, but you know what,
since you took us in, can I take it out real fast? I just want to tell people again. I mean, I know we don't have that big of a platform, but anybody that this may reach or that they may see it, I think it's only getting worse out there. Invest in some things that will keep your family safe. I don't want to promote guns or anything else, but damn it. You know, if you don't have one, at least like get yourself knowledgeable about it and consider it. Do what you can within your means to protect yourself and your family and provide for emergency rations. I mean, they sell those MRE meals. They're good for up to 25 years. You can put them wherever you need to. I mean, there's been enough natural disasters happened that it's become quite known what happened in, those weren't even like wartime or anything like that. They were just natural disasters. And we saw what people did to each other in supermarkets and everything else. Like if there's any way you can avoid those supermarkets, have a steady supply of water, have a steady supply of food. Like I'm not trying to preach, but it's worth the peace of mind.
I'm 53 years old and I can tell you right now, I really firmly believe, and I've discussed this, I believe even with Chris's mom, I firmly believe that a lot of Americans have already forgotten 9/11. It's happened in our lifetime, folks. Who's to say it can't happen again? I don't want it to. Believe me, I want to continue these podcasts and have a lot of fun until I'm, well, you know, you get the idea. But don't think Chris is full of shit. He's just trying to help remind you it could happen.
I mean, the prepper aspect does live inside of me because it's just, it's there. I mean, if things don't happen, it's okay. But if it does happen, it's there. It's like the old saying, the, what is it? Shit, I'm gonna mess it all up.
Meet us in the man caves. Underwear that's fun to wear. Super duper absorbent materials that absorbs 25 times its weight, neutralizes that shitty and pissy odors with our lavender musk scent. Shitty male protection to pissy male protection. Maximum overloads. Meet us in the man caves, fresh protection underwear. That's so damn fun to wear. Now, come on. What are you wearing?
Only available at Bubba.
I'd rather have a gun and not need it than need it and not have
and
it.
And don't worry, folks. Chris has been, he didn't just buy a gun and said, okay, I'm good to go. No, he did all the proper measurements. He's a legal owner. He makes sure that he knows how to properly use it. And if he never has to use his gun, he's happier than he wouldn't have to. I don't mean to put words in your mouth, but you know, he's got to protect his family.
Yeah, he
believes in the Second Amendment.
They're shiny and pretty. You can get it out and look at it. You don't even have to fire it.
Yeah.
But know what you're doing when you do have to fire it.
You know what? I think we pretty much did a good job with this without getting ourselves too stressed out, without sounding too political. I think we did this very maturely. We didn't point fingers too much at, you know, others out there. Use your gut in, just use some common sense. Don't believe in everything that you're seeing necessarily, but take the time to study, to do some research, listen carefully. Don't necessarily always be the first one to preach some facts that you may not even know about. Just trust your gut instincts.
I just want people to be safe.
Yeah. And you know what could help them before we end this video? You know what would help to keep them safe? The bills on our hats. Especially these the hats bills? Right here. That's right.
I turned mine around.
Yeah. Meet us in the man cave hats. They'll keep you from walking into trees. Meet us in the man cave apparel available now. Get your very own Meet Us in the Man Cave house, boat, car, child, guitar, batteries, dishes, household apparel, kitchen apparel, hoodies, sweatshirts, t-shirts, shower curtains, phone cases. Oh, the list could go on and on and on. Isn't that right, Chris?
Question. Can Chris? I do it with my butt cheeks?
Meet Us in the Man Cave apparel available right now at redbubble.com. Remember, only a few of those items are available, including hats. Meet Us in the Man Cave shirts helps you feel sexy when you're eating too much processed food, you know, because they have those for the big guys too. I think I plugged our...
If you're walking backwards, mine protects me from hitting something walking backwards.
Yeah, or hitting his chair. Yeah.
Yep.
That'll do it, I think.
Lifesaver.
That'll definitely... So, folks, check us out on YouTube, Rumble, follow us there. We're already qualified to have ads at Ron. Oh, ads, that sucks. But see, that's how Rumble likes us. Once again, catch us on your favorite podcast listening app, and we'll catch you soon. We'll get back into. Actually, Chris shared something with me. If you guys are into some Friday the 13th, oh, and Chris, I got a little Halloween surprise too that we'll meet in the next episode, probably here next week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's dabble in some horror.
I got a little video preparation for you. A little Friday the 13th and a little bit of Halloween. So definitely check out next week's episode. We're going to go back into having some horror fun on that one. Actually, the real world's pretty fucking scary. That's right. Safe.
Hit that fucking button. And let's do it.
Fuck AT&T. Chris and I want to thank you for listening or watching Meet Us in the Man Cave. Since you enjoyed watching us, make sure you want to tell all your friends about us, subscribe today, and click on that notification bell. It's going to be helping you being reminded when our next episode is uploaded or even possibly a live stream video. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and of course, YouTube. You can listen or download to Meet Us in the Man Cave on your favorite podcasting app, available to stream or download so you can listen to us all you want, whenever you want. For more information, go to meetusinthemancave.podbean.com.